This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. How much tip do you typically leave for your server when you dine out? Maybe 20% if the service is good, 18% if you can do the math. The New York Post reported last year that many diners in that city add 25 to 30% gratuity to their bill. Tipping is meant to incentivize and reward exceptional service, but a growing movement proposes that the quest for the mighty tip is at the root of some of the restaurant industry's biggest problems. Bruce McAdams is a seasoned restaurateur and professor leading the Sustainable Restaurant Project at the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada. He gave a TEDx talk last year on the problems with restaurant tipping. Bruce, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, a little history. Where and when did tipping start?
Oh, goodness. You know, there's various stories out there. The best that I can track using the records is, you know, 18th, 17th century England, of all places, who are not known for being tippers, the English. But it seems to have started over there where you would have people traveling through the countryside. They would come upon a public house and actually they would come in and hammer down a pence or a farthing first at the beginning to say, hey, I'm here, here's a little something to make sure you take care of me and I get prompt service. And the acronym TIP apparently came from to ensure promptitude.
In France, we think of the servi compris, you know, the tip included,
yep.
and it's often blamed for brusque service. So I'm curious how the restaurant tipping became so important here in the U.S. and not so much in other countries.
We started using in North America service as a way to differentiate ourselves from competition. What ended up happening is everyone followed, and now service in North America is really considered an integral part of your business offering. I think also our style is different in that we provide what I call emotional service. There's a lot more connecting with the guest, you know, becoming friendly, trying to make them feel better. That's not something that happens in Europe or in Asia where service is still more efficient-based and subservient almost in its approach. And now what you see are restaurateurs, people in the industry, questioning the whole convention of tipping. And now you have consumers questioning whether they like tipping or not and whether it works. On the weekend, I looked at four recent consumer polls asking if tipping should be banned and made obsolete. And all four of them, the majority were in favor of abolishing tipping.
So what is wrong then with tipping?
Well, it really isn't used as it was as an incentive to improve service because it's become this social norm. But there are some really key business implications. The first being the inequity in wages that it promotes between the server, who makes the majority of the money, and the other people in the restaurant, even including the management. In Canada, it's a little different than in New Hampshire and different places in the States. We have a high server minimum wage where servers are making almost $9 an hour. Our research also showed they were making an average of $18 to $20 in an hour on top of that in tips. Mm. So servers in Ontario are making $27 to $30 an hour. The average cook wage was $13. What happens sometimes is managers and owners will claw back some of that money and say, hey, servers, we need to subsidize the other people and you're making this much and they have tip outs.
Yeah, you share
tips. It's called share, yeah. So what ends up happening with that, what our research showed, is that there are huge transparency issues. So the servers we talked to said, hey, yeah, you know what, I give a couple of bucks at the end of the night and they tell me it goes to the dishwasher, but then when I asked the dishwasher, he said he hasn't seen any of it.
Okay, well, that's leading to a couple of different questions. What incentive will servers have to deliver great service when they are splitting their tips with everybody else or if they're not receiving individual tips?
We studied a restaurant in San Diego and saw the opposite. This is a restaurant that had a fixed service charge, and it was some of the best service we had in California. But really, if you think about it, bank tellers don't get tipped. Receptionists, retail, they don't get tipped. And really, if you're managing those people properly and if you have the corporate goal set to provide great service, just like any other occupation, servers can be managed to perform very good service.
What about the relationship with the customer in the server? If you are not tipping, it would strike me that that power dynamic changes in some way. What have you observed?
The research out there that's been conducted by scholars show that people do think that tipping works in the past, and that's one of the reasons we've accepted it. They still think that they tip based on the quality of the service. What the research bears out, too, though, is that there is very little, or not as much as we would think for sure, relationship between what we actually tip and the quality of service we received. So for me, say I'm a 15%er, 95 times out of 100, I'm going to tip 15%, whether the service was fair, good, or very good.
Well, I waited tables through college and a little bit after here in the U.S. and the U.K., France, a little bit in Italy. And there is this kind of meritocracy inside of restaurants. The most capable waiters get the best sections and the best opportunities for tip. So it is, I guess, competition in microcosm. But that's what we do, right? I mean, what is unfair about that? Why shouldn't the best waiters make the most money in tips?
Well, I think it also provides, if we got away with tipping, it provides the employer to pay the best waiters the highest hourly wage, and you could incur increases like the rest of the world. If I'm a restaurateur and Virginia's is just getting so many great compliments from customers, then as the business owner, then I will give her an increase. Now, likewise, if that's not happening, I can sit down and manage your performance. So we can still have incentives for servers. It's just controlled by the business owner. We've all had the waiter that you put your hand up to get a glass of water and they say, I'll get your waiter for you. And then they have to run around and find the person when they could have gotten the water. So we're creating these personal goals for waiters as opposed to trying to align them with the organizational goals. The first server we interviewed at this restaurant called The Linkery in San Diego, which we studied, had just started working there. And she said, this is a different place. I'm no longer just worried about the customer satisfaction of the people in my section. My success depends on every guest's expectation being met in this restaurant. So every guest in the restaurant is my guest. And from a business point of view, that makes sense.
Those in favor of abolishing tipping argue that prices will not go up for customers who already tip between 15 or 20%, though bad tippers will pay more than they're used to. How about the servers? Waiting tables is one of the few jobs left in this economy that give unskilled workers or job-hunting graduates a chance to bring home maybe hundreds of dollars in cash each night. Now, aren't they going to make less money?
Unfortunately, this is a zero-sum game for servers. They have the most to lose because I say that they're making overinflated amounts of money. I look at a restaurant as a microcosm of society, and this is a huge generalization, and it's not for all restaurants. But in many cases, there's this real polarizing of who has money and who doesn't. And I'm of the belief that the restaurant owner has to have more control to make a more equitable place where everyone can make a living.
Bruce McAdams, a seasoned restaurateur. He also leads the University of Guelph's Sustainable Restaurant Project. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, we do have a link to more about the no tipping movement at wordofmouthradio.org.